こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ジョンズ・ホプキンス大学医学部のチームは、自殺願望の有無や自殺未遂の経験の有無を血液検査によって 80% から 90% の確率で当てられることを発見しました。今後、自殺率の低下に利用できる可能性が期待されます。化学物質のメチルが SKA2 という遺伝子に影響を与え、異変が起きるとストレスホルモンに対するブレーキが効かなくなります。健康な人と精神疾患がある人合計150人分の死後の脳内の状態を比較すると、自殺で亡くなった人の脳内はメチルの値がかなり高いことが分かりました。 SKA2 遺伝子に変異が起きた結果、ストレスホルモンのスイッチを切れなくなっていたのです。その知識をもとに、今度は325人の生きた被験者の血液サンプルを調べ、実際に自殺願望があったり自殺未遂した経験がある人を高確率で言い当てることに成功しました。
A Johns Hopkins University medical research team has found that they could predict whether someone had suicidal thoughts or had ever attempted suicide with 80 to 90% accuracy based solely on a genetic indicator. The researchers studied 150 post-mortem brain samples and came to the conclusion that people who had committed suicide generally have a much higher level of the chemicals that alter the SKA2 gene.
そう、だからもう本当に自分でどうにもできないっていうことなんだよね、こうなっちゃうと、
うん、
もう悪化する一方みたいな感じで、脳内で起きてることだからね、自分の気持ちの持ちようとかそういう問題じゃないというか、
うん、Do they know what might cause this?
なんかエンザイエリーとかストレスとかって書いてあった、まあ、普通にストレス全般。
But the thing that they're actuallyreferring to is not the gene itself, but the gene's expression, right? And the gene's expression is what they can't control.
そのジーンが変わっちゃう、そのケミカルによってジーンが変わっちゃって壊れちゃうと、ストレスを制御できなくなっちゃうっていう。Mm. だからその本人の意思とは全くね、ほぼ関係ないっていうか、どうにもできない。だからそれで自殺しちゃう人は本当にね、自分個人の意思でどうにもできないか。なんかね、一応2013年に日本の自殺者数が 27,800 人、
うん、
で15年ぶりに3万人を下回りましたみたいな。ただ15歳から39歳の死因において自殺がトップなんだけど、それは先進国では日本のみということだから、日本的には結構大きな課題だよね、これは。
That age range is kind of interesting.
Because
those are like the most able years of your life.
そう、そうそう。だから本来だったら事故とか、多分他の国だとね、病気も多分まだそんなに少ないしさ、事故とかが多いはずなんだけど、まあ日本では自殺が一番っていう残念な結果。
Well, the suicide rates are much higher in highly developedcountries.
まあでもこういう風にさ、なんていうの、自分の気持ちの持ちようって関係ないところでこういうことが起きてるっていうのが分かるだけでもありがたいよね。
特に I'm still not sure exactly. I mean, does this research mean that it is beyond your control?
Not everything.Of course, but to some extent, こういう状態になっちゃうと、そのストレスホルモンを普通だったら抑え込むことができるはずが、それができないから、もうダダ漏れみたいな感じで、もう悪循環みたいになっちゃうんだって。だから、ね、本当日本特にそのうつ病とかに関する理解があんまり進んでないからさ、心の病気です、心の病気ですと言われるじゃん。
Yeah.
そうするとやっぱりなんとなくこう精神的なものっていうイメージっていうかさ、なんかだからうつ病は甘えとか言う人もいるぐらいじゃん。でも、
yeah.
心の病気って結構語弊があると思って、やっぱり脳の問題だからね。だからなんか
そうだね。 Well, everything comes down to some sort of a chemical interaction.
Yeah.
There is nothing outside of that.
Mm.
Your emotions and the way that your outlook on life, your perspective even, those things that are being criticized, those come down to some sort of chemical situation in your mind.
Mm. そうなんだよね。だからね、もうちょっとこう理解が進むといいんですけどね。
It's pretty crazy that they could, they're 80 to 90% accurate with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's...
すごいよね、本当に。
That's a pretty clear link. But we don't know what it is exactly that causes people to have these chemicals that alter the SKA2 gene out of whack, right? So, and it seems it's not that your genes are necessarily bad. It's the expression of those genes
which
is problematic.
The fact that the gene is not working properly. It's impaired. It's broken. So, なんか日本の政府もこういうのにもうちょっと着目すればいいのにね。こう、自殺は良くないとかさ、なんかそんなこと言ってもしょうがないじゃん。こうなってる人にさ。だからね。
Yeah, well, anyone that's in that a state of mind to commit suicide just isn't thinking clearly.
So,
and
そうだ
って、you know, logic and reason are great, but that's not, you know, you can't just explain it away to someone who feels suicidal.
Yeah.
It's not that simple.
Exactly. そうなの。そうなんだよね。だから、まあ、難しい。しかもやっぱりそういう状況になったことがないと、ない人にはわからないじゃん。どういう、それがどういう感じかっていうのが。だから多分ね、こうジャッジしやすかったりとかしちゃうんだけど。Yeah, it's pretty complicated.
There's a lot of people who attribute it to weakness and foolishness, and there's a lot of looking down on anyone who would consider doing such a thing.
そうだね。
And I think it's a bit callous.
そう。でもなんかやっぱりそういう風潮があるじゃん。こう心が弱いからそうなっちゃうとか、意志が弱いから自殺しちゃうとか。私も昔はそういうふうに思ってたけど分かんなかったから、なんかこう弱い人がやっちゃうのかなとか、これだけ自殺はいけませんとか言っててもそういうふうになっちゃうのなんでかっていう分かんなかったけど、実際ね、なんかこう精神状態というか、こうもうまあ病気になるとそういう問題じゃないんだよね。なんか考え、
well, anyone,
自分じゃない状態になっちゃってるから。
Anyone that's saying things like thatthey could just as easily end up in the same situation.
Exactly. そうなの。誰でもなり得るから。
If they do, they can't possibly keep thinking that way.
そう。まあだから私もその例なんだよね。だからその、なんで自殺とかするのかな？なんか電車も止まっちゃうし、迷惑じゃん。
Yeah, they don't give a fuck about the train.
そう、と思ってたんだけど、自分がそういう状況になると、もう本当にそういう問題じゃない。あの自殺はいけませんとかそういうのも何にも関係ないし、あの死に対する恐怖がもう全くないみたいな状態だから、
It's not a rational place.
そうなんだよね。だからそういうのがもうちょっとね浸透していくと、あの対策法もちゃんと、もうちょっとちゃんと考えられるんじゃないかなって思うけどね。なんかホットラインとかもあるけど、まあそれでもちろんね役に立つ場合もあるんだろうけど、
It really comes down to It's really it's an emotional thing. It's kind of a feeling thing. People don't logically reach the conclusion that they should kill themselves. It's not like, well, this is happening and this and this, and then they logically reach that conclusion.
そうそう。
I don't think you logically can reach that conclusion. But
そうね。
you can end up there.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
うん、なんかちゃんと考えてないから、なんか脳がちゃんとうまく機能してないから、死んだらどうなるとか、親が悲しむとか、電車が止まって迷惑かかるとか、そんなことはね、もうどこにも脳の中にもうなくなっちゃってんだよね。なんか血が出て痛いとか もう忘れてるし、
everything they experience from that place、is through that particular kind of a filter. No matter what it is thata depressed person is dealing with, it's going to be through that same filter.
Yeah. そうそう、なんかそう、だから怖いものとか痛いものだとか周りを悲しませるとかそういうの全部なんかないことになっちゃってなんかもうなかったことになってるから、うん、あのそうちゃんと考えてないっていうか考えられる状態ではないからそういうことになってるんだよね要は。 So
and then just some amount of time later you can be in a place where you're you know suicide is the last thing you'd ever want to do.
そうそう。
You would and no one ever contemplates it, doesn't do it, and then later in life you know doesn't find themselves thinking, oh, I'm so glad I didn't do that.
そう確かにそうだね、そうね、like、なんかあのじゃあ自分のキャラクターとか関係ないんだよね全然。私はその昔全然分かってなかった時はなんかこうネガティブな人、なんか友達とかもあんまりいなかったりとか、うん、内向的でみたいなでこうおとなしくてみたいな人がそうなりやすいのかなって思ってたんだけど、なんか私みたいなこんななんかさパッパラしてる人パッパラチャラチャラしてる人でもそういう状態になるっていうのが分かって、でもやっぱり人に話すとそういうキャラに見えないと言われるんだよね。っていうことはやっぱりみんなキャラが関係あるってどっかでちょっと思ってる、
うん、
けどキャラ関係ないよね。こんなこんな適当でもそうなっちゃうわけだから、そうだからね、あの弱いからだとかそういうふうに思ってる人がいたらそれはちょっと勘違いかもしれないなって一旦ちょっと考え、まあ、考えても分かんないけどね、まあ、しょうがないんだけどね、でも You know、
mm. Brains are hard to manage.
Yeah, really really hard. 次、動物の性行動の基盤となっているのはフェロモンであり人間にも嗅ぎ分けられるはずという考えのもと、ロンドンでフェロモンパーティーという出会い系イベントが開催されました。数十人の参加者は3日間寝る際に同じシャツを着ます。当日それをビニール袋に入れお互い匂いを嗅いで気に入った匂いの人を見つけます。
Men and women are attending pheromone parties in East London where they sniff slightly smelly t-shirts. Participants must wear the same cotton t-shirt for 3 nights in a row with no deodorant、the whole time and then bring it to the party. After smelling a variety of bags labeled only with a number and color-coded for gender, participants attempt to find a suitable sexual partner.
あの、これもう百何十人ぐらい参加してんだって、これまでに。
Is there only one of these? One
organizer?
Yeah.
I don't know. According to this organizer, 百何十人もう参加してて。Mm.来たね、やっぱ匂いなんだよ、ずっと言ってるけど絶対匂いが一番大事。
You think so?
うん、今までの私鼻だけはすごくいいから人間の匂いも嗅げるんだけど、あのね、まあ、今まで付き合ってきた彼氏とかも大体こう自分が好きな匂いなわけよ、
うん、
だからあとそれでね最近気づいたんだけど、うちの猫クマちゃんも私
なんでクマちゃんの、
あの猫の方が鼻いいじゃん、
話になっちゃうね、
猫の方が鼻いいじゃん、
はい、
で私のこと大好きじゃん飼い主だから、で私の母親のこともすごい好きなの、多分同じような匂いがするんだと思うけど、うちのママのことが、まあ、他人の中では一番好きなの、
うん、
あと私の前のルームメイトも私と同じ系統の匂いがするんだけど、クマちゃんはその子のことも大好きなの、だからなんかあるのかなと思って。
So is Kuma-chan looking for a suitable sexual partner?
No, but no. Like I think it applies to friendship too.
Hmm.
So my former roommate smelled like me and I've always really liked her. You know what I mean? Like なんか合う合わないみたいなさ。
Who are these 匂い based people?
なんかあるじゃん、 T シャツの匂いとかさ嗅いだらわかるじゃん、この人の匂いみたいな、ない？ You've never felt that with your exes? Like、あ、でもね、女の
Everyone smells fine to me. If you don't smell fine, I guess we don't hang out.
なんかね、
Lose my number.
女の子の方が鼻いいんだって、そういう意味では、
hmm.
なんか読んだ、あの、その香水の匂いとかシャンプーの匂いとかそういうことじゃなくて、その人本人の匂いなんだよね。だからこのパーティーは正しいよね、その 香水とかデオドラントとか禁止で同じシャツを3日間寝るときに着るっていう。
What do you know about pheromones? I actually don't know a whole lot about them. Although I feel, aren't there species that operate almost solely on pheromones? Like they communicate just through pheromones? Like certain insects or something?
Yeah, it's possible じゃない。だいたい動物はきっとそうだよね。匂いで、だって見た目とかでさ、まあ見た目もあるかもしれないけど、クジャクとかさ、あ、イケてるこの人の羽みたいな。でもやっぱりその遺伝子情報がフェロモンに含まれてるわけだから、そこに頼るのが本当は子孫を残す意味では一番いいはずなんだよね。まあ人間はいろいろね、香料がついてるものをつけたり、あと洗剤使ったりとかしてごまかされちゃってるけど。
Would you go?
Yeah, if I was single, yeah. I would totally go.、楽しいじゃん。だって顔とかで選ぶより匂いで選んだ方がなんか絶対後で後々までちゃんとな、何ちゃんとなんか relevant な人を選べそう。You know what I mean? No.
I guess. I don't know if I'd go. I don't know if I want to stand around smelling like...
People's t-shirts.
Sweaty t-shirts. And I don't know if that's an environment most conducive to、dating.
そっか。え、でも今までいなかった。今までの彼女とかでさ、ほら、なんか、匂いめっちゃ嗅がれるみたいな。いるよね。
I guess. It's a really, like, for me, it's like a really erotic thing. I don't really think of it outside of...
Sexual
context so much.
Yeah, for me, it's not really, well...
But I guess if it's, you know, if it's to find a suitable sexual partner, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
But I think that's like, that's moving a little fast. moving a little fast there.
Well,
we're smelling each other like already?
They're just not trying to waste time. So, 面白いよね。次。ネットの検索結果から個人情報の削除を求める忘れられる権利が欧州で最近認められ、先月の時点で Google に対し9万1000件の削除依頼が殺到しました。 Google は現段階で削除を求められたリンクのうち 53% を削除しています。これを受け Google は欧州当局に書簡を送り、プライバシーが公益に優先される場合の基準を明確にするよう要請しました。
With Europe's recent right to be forgotten ruling, Google has been forced to remove the personal information of over 91,000 people as of last month. Approximately 53% of links requesting removal are being taken down from Google's search engine results. Google has indicated to European authorities that it believes the guidelines for privacy and takedown requests are too vague.
そう、あの、まあ、消すって言っても、そのサイトを消せるわけじゃないから、検索結果から除外される。っていう意味なんだよね。だからその個人の氏名で検索したときに検索結果に出ないようにはしてくれるっていう。あの、これこの忘れられる権利って多分今年の5月に ある男性がいろんなものをこう滞納してた過去に、記録を出てこないようにしてほしいっていうので買って判例になったからこうなったんだけど、ヨーロッパの判例だから日本ではあんまりね話題になってないけど、ヨーロッパだと結構大きな話題になってるよね。
This does apply to people outside of Europe though, doesn't it?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so. For now it's just EU.
Really? I read something about people outside of Europe making that request and it also being fulfilled.
多分まあこれ一個判例ができちゃったから、訴えて勝てると思えば、まあリクエストしてっていうことじゃない、何これ法律じゃなくて判例だからさ、
right.
そう、まあ、だから日本でも別に、ね、要請しようと思えばできるはずなんだよね。でそれでまあ断られたら訴えればいいっていうそういうことだと思うけど、
So they're only complying with about 53% of the removal requests.
そう、これだから問題点はさ、 Google という一企業にその判断を委ねてしまっているから、対応しきれないんだよね多分。自己申告だからさ、消してくださいっていう人の、だからその人が本当のこと言ってるかどうか分かんないし、どうしたらいい、その人が本人かどうかも分かんないし、同姓同名の別人かもしれないし。
Well, there's ways they can sort that stuff out pretty easily.
まあでもそれを なんかその部署がないとできないしさ、しかもなんか要は犯罪歴を隠して出馬したい政治家の人とかに消してくださいって言われた時に、
うん、
結局その人のプライバシーと、まあ、みんなの公益をどっちを重視するのかっていうのを Google っていう一企業が判断しなくちゃいけないことになっちゃってるから、
right.
だから無理ですって多分、まあ、欧州に言って欧州当局に言ってる。
Well, I think if it's you then you should have that right, you know what I mean?
But then the thing is it's kind of その報道の自由っていうのもあるわけじゃん、
mm.
だから要はそのメディアの記事に自分のその昔の犯罪歴とかが出てる場合に、
right.
でそれは Google はどうしようってなって今のところ、まあ、記事へのリンクを消したときにメディアに通達してんだってそれを、
mm.
この記事消しましたよっていう、
yeah.
そうするとメディアはあこの人この記事に出てくるこの人消してって要請したんだみたいな感じでこの政治家がこれを消してって言いましたみたいな感じで、
right.
さらに記事になったりして逆に炎上するみたいな、そうだからなかなか難しいよねその報道の自由とか表現の自由っていうところと、mm. このプライバシーの問題でなかなかそのすり合わせができないっていうか
Interesting、
うんね、
It's weird thatEveryone kind of has, not everyone, but a lot of people, well, anyone can be、a part of this, but end up having some information about yourself preserved on the internet that you have no control、
yeah.
over. It's completely permanent.
Yeah.、
there's a million copies of it.
So,
you know, people have uploaded stuff to the internet and tried to take it down. Like, people have tweeted things they didn't want to tweet.
Yeah.、
or they wish they hadn't tweeted and deleted it, but once something's on the internet, it's there, it、
so、
seems like.
そうなの。だからまあね自分で載せたものだったら、まあ、自分で反省するっていうかさ自分のせいなんだけどこうメディアとかね他の人が書いたものとか、mm-hmm. 自分について書かれてる他人がアップしたものとか、
yeah. And then there's、ね、you know you're saying it might be a crime、something about some crime you committed in the past or something that you don't want to be online、but you know what if it's not true
そう、
What if there's something on the internet that's about you? It's not true. You didn't write it. You didn't produce that content.、
うん、
Can you request that Google take down the content that someone else put up? It's their
well,
content.
I mean,
it's just you're a part of it. But then if it's not true...
Well, I mean, Google is not going to delete the content itself. Yeah, it just...
Yeah, yeah, but the...
It just doesn't show up in the search.
Well, yes, but it's... In some sense, it's the same thing.It's people's access to that content.
Yeah. まあ、ただその人の名前で検索しないと出ない。何？名前じゃなく検索すれば出るの。Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
So it's really tricky. it's really,
right.
really tricky.
And then someone could just go use Bing instead.
そうそうそう。とかね。
So it's、まあ、like, is there even a point of Google taking it down? The only reason why Google is getting all these requests and this is such a big deal is because Google basically...has a monopoly over the search industry.、
Mm.
If yeah, they yeah, didn't, yeah. it wouldn't matter and it wouldn't be possible to take things down or people wouldn't care.、
Mm.
Let's say Google only represented 20%、mm. of all the searches that are done on the internet. In that case, yeah, sure, you make a request to Google, they take it down, but the other 80% of the search industry will just pop your result right up.
Yeah, yeah. まあ、that's why...、まあ、だからこそ Google がこうやって助けてってなっちゃってるわけなんだけど一応ね、その9万1000件のうちフランスが1位でドイツ、UK で続いてるみたい、うん、フランス結構ねプライバシーよく声高に叫ばれるからそれもあると思うけど
I kind of don't like this the aspect of this where there's a judgment call being made
そうなのなんか難しいみたい、
ね、I kind of agree with Google on this one
うん、やっぱり難しいよその一企業がさこれを全部9万1000件とかもうこれからもどんどん来るわけじゃんそれを一個一個見ていってどうやって判断すればいいなんていうその、
mm.
普通の社員の人なわけじゃんこれをやってるのは、
yeah.
They're not lawyers or anything They're not government officials So ねちょっとこれからどうなっていくか見もの はい、うなずいてうなずいてるけど次。
A new internet stunt called the Fire Challenge is burning teenagers across the United States. Videos are being uploaded online of people spraying themselves with aerosol cans before lighting themselves on fire, while they are often doing so in a shower or with water nearby. Injuries are not uncommon. Excuse me. With many failed challengers suffering from permanent damage. A 15-year-old in Lexington, Kentucky said, I just poured alcohol on it and lit it, and it just automatically went and burst. Literally after I got put out, it was already blistering.
アメリカの10代の若者の間でファイヤーチャレンジと名付けられた危険な遊びが流行しています。ファイヤーチャレンジでは若者がエアロゾルを自分の体にスプレーし自らに火をつけ、その様子をビデオに撮ってネットに上げています。大半がシャワーの中や水の近くで行っているようですが、取り返しのつかない傷ができるなど安全対策に失敗した例も多く見られます。危ないね。
Yeah, there are people like spreadingsome flammable gels and stuff around their bodies, lighting it on fire.
それで火をつけてすぐ水とかで消すっていう遊びってこと?
That's the plan. But I saw a couple videos of this.
Is it mainly on what, Vine? Or what is it? YouTube とか?
WorldStarHipHop.com.
何それ?
That's like Black E-Bomb's World.
Okay.
I guess. it's just another video site with a bunch of crazy videos, but I'm sure it's on YouTube and stuff as well.
Okay.
But this thing's so bizarre. I don't know why anyone would do this, but there are always these weird challenges that go viral and people start doing them.
あれあったよね。シナモンチャレンジみたいな。こうシナモンの粉を大量に食べる。謎のチャレンジ、あれすごい辛いのかなんか分かんないけど、みんな涙とかで大変なことになっててさ、それが一時期、結構昔だけどね、 YouTube で流行ってたけど、なんか、
well, let me explain the video. So this guy spreads this stuff all over his body, this flammable stuff, and then he takes a lighter and he lights it on fire, and immediately his whole bodyis like engulfed in flames.
Jesus.
Like it's instantaneous. He freaks out and jumps out of the shower.
Oh God.
So they didn't even have a chance to turn the shower. The water wasn't even on yet, I don't think.
Oh my God.
So he jumps out of the shower, and then his friends are yelling like, get back in the shower. Like, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
And then his like boxer shorts are totally on fire, so he's like trying to take those off. It's so ridiculous. It's like this might be the most extreme example of this
God.
That I've seen. I mean, he was okay. Well, I don't know about okay, but he survived.
Oh my God. 怖いね。これ楽しいのかね。楽しいのかな。まあでもこういう変なの流行るね。やっぱりネットがあるとさ。Uh-huh.
Which ones do you remember?
I only remember that cinnamon one.
Really?
まあ、あとその辛いやつをさ、大量に食べるとかさ、なんか目に入れるじゃないけど、なんかそういう痛い系はよく見るけど。
There was one where people would, they would like put a condom in their nose and
What?
Like pull it out of their mouth or something weird like that.
Ah.Who does that? That's so dumb.
It's pretty dumb. It's pretty dumb.
Ah, so.
And then there are people that like, this guy put his head on a thumbtack. I think someone like jumped on his head. And then the thumbtack was like in his head.
That's so stupid. No, because you saw.
They're pushing the envelope.You know, how dumb can we get? It started, like, when the internet was first, people were first putting videos up on the internet, it was like, okay, I'm going to light this firecracker and stand over it. And then I'm going to freak out and, like, jump away or whatever.
まあなんか、あの、Jackass とか、 あったじゃん昔はね、yeah. なんかそういう MTV とかで、まあ、一応 プロというか俳優さんとかさの人がやってるのをみんな見るっていう感じだったけど、
I wouldn't, are those guys pros? I guess now
well,
they are.
Pros as in like professional actors and you know.
Well, those guys just started doing it, right?
Video people.
Those guys just started doing it, right? They weren't really like stuntmen or anything.
I don't know their backgrounds at all, actually. But I, でもあれも結構本当にバカなの多かったね。
Dangerous.
超痛いし危ない。
そ
うだから viewers discretion みたいなもう絶対家ではやらないでくださいっていうのがついてたから。Mm. まあだから一応そういうプロの人がやると。こうさ家では絶対やらないでくださいとか書いてるじゃんでも YouTube とかでね素人がやってるやつはさそういうのも何もないしあこの素人がやってるなら自分もできるかなってまあ思っちゃいそうだよね10代だったら Have you done anything like that when you were a teenager? Like not, maybe not videotape it but like そういう謎に痛いことみたいな男の子とかだとよく、まあ、スケボーとかさほらスノボーとかも
I tried to jump over a flight of stairs on a skateboard once but I wasn't even close to being good enough to
やってみた
I've always just like done really dangerous stuff my whole life so、mm. like、okay. when that parkour like free running became、they like became popular
right
I was like oh shit I'm gonna do this so I just started doing itLike by myself.
Yeah.
I was trying to get my brother to do it too. But I like jumped off of this really high wall.
Yeah.
And I like broke my bone in my knee.
Oh my god.
Like here,
まあなるよね。なんかさ、
tibia. It just like cracked off in my knee.
見てるとさ、できるような気になってくるんだよね、きっと。
Well, there's the technique to absorb the energy and roll yeah. is like actually really hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you think you're doing it when you're jumping off of like small stuff,
yeah.
but you're not, you don't really know how to do it when you, until yeah. you like can do it jumping off of really high stuff.、
Mm.
And so I just landed shitty.
しかもああいう有名な人たちがやってると結構簡単そうに見えたりするじゃん。なんか、あ、へえ、みたいなさ。So...
Yeah. You've never like shot yourself with a BB gun or like...
What? No. I got shot by someone with a... これなんだっけ? Paintball. Paintball gun. But I would never do that、
paintball?
To myself. Huh?
You weren't playing paintball?
I was.
Oh, what? 普通じゃん. You're supposed to. You're supposed to get shot.
Why would I shoot myself with a BB gun?
Yeah, I had to do it just to see like...
You have to do it.
Yeah, I get really curious about stuff like that.
Jeez.
I've been an idiot like my whole life.
Good
the National
you.
Police Agency in Japan has released statistics regarding the use of synthetic cannabis. There are 128 incidents involving synthetic cannabis, or there have been 128 incidents involving synthetic cannabis in the first half of this year,almost double that of last year, with 145 people being arrested. 68% of the users are between 20 and 30 years old, with the average age being 34. Only 4% of the people arrested were women. The oldest person arrested was an unemployed 60-year-old. And of all the users, only one was involved in organized crime. And for 80% of the users, it was their first drug offense.Of the 15 stores selling synthetic cannabis that were discovered, only one had any connection to the Yakuza or organized crime.
脱法ドラッグ改め危険ドラッグに関する統計が警察庁より発表されました。危険ドラッグの所持、使用、販売などで摘発した件数は今年上半期で128件で、昨年1年分をすでに上回っています。逮捕者は145人でした。使用者の半数以上が20代から30代で平均年齢は34歳ほとんどが男性でした初犯者が 80% 以上で暴力団組員は1人だけでしたあれだよね 60% が町のお店で買ってて、
うん
19% がネットで購入だからまあ半分以上の人が普通にお店で買ってるっていう
They had a、store for...Dappo Hub、
うん、
here in Asagaya.
Ah, so.
And they had a big sign.
Ah, so. どこにあんの?
Right in front of the koban.
マジで?
Yeah. In fact, you can stand at the koban and read.
喧嘩売りすぎ。
The bohab, like the sign. It was like right at the, like, パールセンターの入り口。
パールセンターって何?あの、商店街みたいなやつ。うん。なんかさ、英語だと今マイケル synthetic cannabis と言ったけど、その方が分かりやすいよね。脱法ドラッグとか危険ドラッグっていうよりもさ、
yeah, it's so stupid. Just call it what it is.
偽大麻。大麻でもない。なんていうの?大麻が全く含まれてない偽大麻。
うん。
そうやって、
well,
でもそうやって呼んだ方が、
it's trying to be 大麻。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's
not.
It's not. It's a man-made.
ね、
approximation、
うん、なんか変な怪しい化学物質とか謎のものがいっぱい入ってるから、
yeah,
多分何が入ってるか知ったら絶対やらないよね。
うん、the thing about English is that the English language is not controlled by government. There isn't one government that controls English language.、
うん、
so you can't have a government just come out and name something
yeah, yeah.
危険ドラッグ It doesn't work.、
Yeah.
In English,You kind of have to have a fair and accurate
yeah,
word、
ね yeah.
like synthetic cannabis, yeah, which yeah. is what it is.
そう、なんかさ、脱法ドラッグとか危険ドラッグって言っちゃうと、そもそもこうなったのは誰のせいかっていう話じゃん。今こういうふうに何、件数が128件でとか、この脱法ドラッグ、危険ドラッグが日本でこんなに出回ってるのは、何のせいかっていうのをもう一回さ
完全に政府のせいだよね。
いや、だから脱法ドラッグ危険ドラッグっていう名前にすることによってそれが政府とか警察のせいだっていうのが若干薄れちゃうじゃん。センタルキャナビスといった方がそれがよりクリアだよね。
うん。
Because if cannabis was available, who buys synthetic cannabis?
Yeah, it's so this was popular in the United States.Very briefly、mm. It's been called K2 and Spice、mm. or like some brands of it
yeah, yeah.
And I think they sold those same brands here at one point
Yeah, Spice ってあの渋谷とかでも売ってたよね、
mm.
なんか本当何が入ってるか分かんないし
But these are products that、people thatdidn't want to so if you want to buy cannabis in the US you have to break the law
right
so people that don't want to break the law are going to buy the synthetic cannabis that's not illegal、
mm.
but it's very dangerous and they've many people not I don't know about many several people have died、mm. from using dapohaba、mm. in the United States
okay
people have become blindPeople have become、Whoa. paralyzed. People have had strokes and heart attacks, brain damage. It's very dangerous. On、mm. the other hand, cannabis, the actual plant, has never killed anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And doesn't have any of these negative effects, hasn't paralyzed anyone, hasn't made anyone blind. So the Japanese government, by regulating...cannabis so harshly has allowed organized crime to profit off of it enormously, first、mm-hmm. of all, and has caused people that are trying to obey the law to consume this other product.They've created the market、
yep.
for dapohaba. Dapohaba、yep. wouldn't even have a market、
yep.
if it weren't for Japan's drug policy.
Yeah, exactly.ね、だから最近小裸にさ危険ドラッグはダメですって128件もって言ってるけど誰なんかちょっとそれをさこう市民に押し付けるんじゃなくてなんでこうなったかその数字を見て自分で反省してほしいよね、うん、なんでうちらにそうやってさうちらもともと脱法ハブなんてやらないじゃんだってあのもらってたじゃんマイケルのチラシ
Yeah the police like stopped me in Shibuya and gave me this
変なチラシね警察が作ったさ
これ
あそうだこれなんて書いてる撲滅危険ドラッグ許さない防ぐ主役はあなたからとか言ってさなんでこっちに押し付けてくるんだ私関係ないしみたいな 指定薬物の所持使用は犯罪です。危険ドラッグ事故多発とか書いてる。それでもあなたは危険ドラッグを使おうと思いますかとか言って、なんで責められて。
Yeah, they need to shut up.
ね、本当だよ。
This whole thing is their fault.
本当だよ。
So in the United States,
誰のせいだと思ってる。
In the United States, cannabis is legal in many states now, and in all of those states, pretty much, they've made tons of money in tax revenue.
Yeah.
The crime rate has gone down by like 42% in Colorado.
Yeah.
That's a murder rate. Homicide rate has gone down 42%. 42% less people are being killed by crime because you're taking the money away from organized crime. Also, nobody is using Dapolhaba in the States because they have access
to the real stuff,
to real cannabis, which is safe.
なんかさ、このチラシはね、あの、基本的にその重罪依存破滅とかでっかく書いてあるんだけど、これそのさ、使ってはいけない、その危険ドラッグを使っちゃいけない理由を書けばいいのにね。本当に危ない、
yeah.
危ないし、そうやってアメリカでは死んでる人もいます、目が見えなくなった人もいます。で もはやそれでだから運転するなんて考えられないっていうことを書けばいいじゃん。このさ、犯罪です犯罪ですとか依存ですとかさ、そんなの知ってるよね。こんなカラーのプリントでさ、税金使ってやめようよこれね。
いや、
もう分かってないな。理由を言えばやんないのよね。本当何が入ってるか分かりません。なんか添加物てんこ盛りみたいなさ、でどこで作ってるかも分かんないしさ、そんなものを体内に取り込みたくないじゃん普通に。
think about what's happened. They've been selling this stuff in stores, easily accessible and cheapLike right at Asagaya Station, right in front of the Kolban, for years. The only difference between that situation and a situation where cannabis is legal is that the product wouldn't kill you, and the product would be something that has been discovered to be safe and medically relevant. You know, so they've just created a market for something that harms people who obey the law, and then they've created a market for organized crime to profit off of people who don't obey the law to consume something that isn't necessarily harmful or even morally ambiguous at all.
Yeah. このチラシもらってふむふむって思わないもんね、全然。誰も多分。
And why me? Leave me alone. Stop me and Shibu. A Canadian robot called Hitchbot is hitchhiking west from Halifax, Nova Scotia, to Victoria, British Columbia, a journey of nearly 4,000 miles. The robot uses artificial intelligence, speech recognition, social media, and other tools to get free rides from motorists. Left on Highway 102 outside Halifax last Monday, Hitchbot has already made it west of Toronto by Friday. His travels are being documented on Twitter, Instagram, and on the robot's website.
ヒッチボットと呼ばれるカナダのロボットがヒッチハイキングですでに6400キロ以上も旅をしています。ヒッチボットには人工機能、音声認識機能、ソーシャルメディアなどが搭載されています。先週月曜日にハリファックスを出発し、金曜日にはトロントに到着。ヒッチボットの旅は専用サイトのほか、ツイッターやインスタグラムでチェックできます。
It's cute. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I...Well, you pasted a picture in our notes. Yeah, I saw it from that. Sei wa don gurai nano?
Maybe. It's weird. It's like in a seat. It's like in a sitting position.
The whole time?
Yeah, I don't think it stands up. I don't.
Okay. じゃあ下ろしてもらったらもうその場から動かずに次のヒッチハイクの相手を探すっていうこと。
I think it just gets put on the road.
Okay. Okay.
It's made of like random household items. It's like a bucket with like little tube arms with like dishwashing gloves on the ends. And its head is like a case for cake.
これ誰が、これ会社が作ったの？
No, some these three guys.
Oh, okay.
Some university students.
へえ、普通の人たちかじゃん。
Yeah, it's an interesting experiment.
へえ。
So the experiment is, in a way, it's a social experiment because, it's kind of testing whether or not humans trust robots. You know, do I want this thing like in my car?
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Yeah, I think a lot of people wouldn't want to, but there are a lot of people that,
ね、すごいよね。
Generally, everyone's really nice to it. Someone bought it a stuffed animal. Because it talks all the time and it won't shut up.
What?
It like
何をそんな喋ってんの?
It's really talkative. It talks to people that hitchhike. Because when people hitchhike, and people don't really do this in Japan, but it's kind of common in the US to stand on the road and you don't have a car, but you're trying to travel somewhere.
Right.
And you don't want to take a taxi from like, I don't know, California to Washington.
Right.
So you stand on the road and you put your thumb up. Mm-hmm. And if you stand on the road with your arm out and your thumb up, it means I'm a sketchy hitchhiker.
Right.
And you have the option to pick me up. So this guy, this little robot has his hand
okay.
like that.
Okay.
He has a little hitchhiker thumb.
でもよくみんな気づくね、そのロボットがさ、ただそこに捨てられてるんじゃなくて、ちゃんとそういうプロジェクトだっていうことに。
I think the social media thing helps.
People kind of know about it.
I think people have randomly picked it up.
Okay.
But some group of people like went and found it and helped it on purpose.
Okay.何を喋んのそんなずっと。
Well, the reason why they bought it a stuffed animal is because it said like I want a stuffed animal.
え？自分から求めてきたの。
Yeah, I think so.
欲張りめ。何ぬいぐるみ欲しいとか言う。なんで欲しかったんだろうね。
知らない。
なんで欲しくなったんだ。ロボットってぬいぐるみ欲しくなることあるんだ。
It says stuff like, "Do you believe in God?"
What?
Yeah.
Deep shit.
Yeah, but it's trying to be like a hitchhiker. So like when someone's hitchhiking, it's kind of rude if someone picks you up and is driving you somewhere and you're just like quiet.
Yeah.
You kind of want to be friends. You're kind of thankful that they're driving you and that they trusted you.
Yeah.
So you kind of get to know each other for a little bit.
それはいいけど、もうちょっと軽いトークにしてほしいよね。なんか家族の話とかさ、その Do you believe in God? とか結構I don't know. Sounds kind of deep.
I don't think a whole lot of people go hitchhiking these days, but I think it used to be more common.
怖いもんね。なんかあのちっちゃい島とかに行くとよくあるみたいよね。あの車持ってる人の人数が少ない。
And either party could be suspect. The person picking you up could be really shady.
Yeah, yeah.
The person you're picking up could be really shady.
Yeah, there are many horror movies about that, no?
Yeah.
Like this really
I kind of like that
sketchy、
theme.
Situation.
It's one of the most random ways you could
die.
End up with a person alone.
そうだね。密室だからね、一応。しかも走ってる車から飛び降りれないしね。
When else does that happen? Where you end up in a situation where you're alone with one other person?
Elevator?、I kind of get scared in the elevators.
In the elevator?
女の子特になんかあるんじゃないそういう
You're just locked in this metal box with some dude
Yeah でもそんぐらいかな他には自ら進んで入る場所でそういう状況になるのはそんぐらいかね
I think just walking home at night as well
Yeah that's kind of Yeah
I think girls are really afraid of guys in those situations Or at least afraid of me
まあ that's not personal, you know. It's like
yeah, I don't
if
take
you're
it,
a man, then
I don't take it personally, but
まあ怖いよね。あのすごい暗いとこ歩いてる時にいると怖い。怖いし、あとなんかさ、やっぱちっちゃいことなんだけど、このすっごい空いてるガラッガラの電車で真横に座ってきたりとかするとなんかなんか何みたいなさ。悪気全然ないかもしれないけど、なんか、
No one will ever sit next to me on the train.
That's actually good, you know.
Then
like having some shady people sit next to you all the time.
Mm, 寂しいよ。 since
じゃあみんな電車でマイケルっぽい人座ってたら隣座ってあげて。
My whole life it's been like this.
寂しい。やめて。
慣れてるけど、ね、寂しい。
その寂しい口。
So this little robot, this Hitchbot takes a picture every 30 minutes and sends it back to the headquarters.
写真めっちゃ撮るね。
うん。
Okay.
Well, they kind of want to monitor what
Have
it's
you seen
doing.
These pictures? Like, does it take picture of
what it's seeing, I think.
Driver とかも。でも前しか向けないんだよね。
Yeah, it's really, okay. It's really dumb. It can't walk, it can't do anything. Mm. It's just, there's a little tablet computer inside.
Okay, okay.
And some software. That's it.
でもこれを…
And it, Obviously, it's not plugged into anything, right?
Mm.
So, its battery gets low.
どうするの、そしたら?
So, I think it, like, asks people to charge it. And it can be plugged into the cigar lighter thing.
すごい、なんかさ、お騒がせロボットだね。充電しろとかさ、乗せろとか、ぬいぐるみ買ってとか。まあ、かわいいね、ちょっと。
欲張り。
欲張り、わがままロボット。Okay, so it's still traveling, yeah?
Yep, I believe so.
じゃあちょっと見てみよう、写真とかサイト。
It'll be interesting to see maybe future versions of this if they decide to
ね、まあなんか疑似体験っていうかさ、自分もちょっと旅行してるみたいな、ね、自分がヒッチハイクしたらどんな感じになるかっていうのを見れそう。 Okay. お話終わりじゃない?
Yep, I think that's it.
Yep.
Oh, I wanted to talk about this Russell Brand thing, which is kind of interesting.
そうね、日本語に全然なってないけど、多分 Russell Brand 自体があんまり日本で知名度がないっていうのもあるんだけどね。
Yeah, he's being called a D-list actor that's unemployed.
Yeah. So rude. まああの簡単に言うと、ラッソル・ブランドっていうイギリス人だよね。イギリス人の俳優、
yeah.
あのケイティ・ペリーの元旦那さんっていうと分かりやすいと思うけど、日本だとね。彼があのアメリカの FOX ニュースがイスラエルとガザの問題に関してもうあまりにも偏った報道をしてるっていうことで、まあ、イスラエル側にね偏った報道しすぎてるっていうので、あのずっとビデオを通して批判してて、で FOX のアンカーのおじさんがこれまたやり返して
Sean Hannity
いや、やり言い返して、まあ、喧嘩みたいな感じに。
But it's very unusual for a cable news program to respond to someone respond to someone who, like Russell Brand. And Russell Brand is he's just like sitting at home doing nothing, just on his laptop watching the videos.
俳優というか俳優もやってるけどコメディアンだよね、元は Russell Brand って多分。
Yeah, he's unemployed. I'm just kidding, but
I always liked him. I liked his accent. And his,
yeah, he
looks really interesting.
He's a lot smarter than he looks. I think people really underestimate him.
Yeah, ずっと頭いい。あの、喋ってるの聞くと本当にすごい頭いいんだけど、見た目が変だからあんまりこう serious に取られないで今まで来たけど。
So the best part of this is that Sean Hannity took the bait and responded to him.
Yeah. But bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
Because
everyone
idea.
On the Fox cable news network is an idiot. And they're not even close to having any grasp of the situation.
Yeah.
And so if you look on YouTube where the videos are uploaded, there's almost zero dislikes on Russell Brand's videos. Like nobody disagrees with what he's saying. It's interesting to see this. We haven't really seen any sort of significant high-profile resistance to this mainstream media and their propaganda.
そうね、まあ相当でかいからね、FOX。
Yeah.
ただびっくりしたのはその FOX が変更報道してる、偏った報道してるっていうのはもうみんな分かってることであって、FOX の中の人も分かっててあえて evil だからやってると思ったのに。そこをなんか反論してくるっていうことは本当にじゃあ信じてんのかなと思って逆に怖いと思っちゃった本気でじゃあそう思ってんのみたいな。なんか
It's the stuff that they say is, it's unbelievable. And I've talked about Fox News on this podcast before. I've talked about American mainstream media and how blatant the propaganda and the, and the bias is. Like really on any issue, you can, if you know Fox News, you already know what their position is. You know what they're going to say. They really don't.
しかも一応そのものすごいでっかいネットワークの割に反論の内容が結構その人格攻撃みたいなさ、だから D list actor and you know whatever whatever、
They、
なんか結構子供っぽい。
Katy Perry's song.
Yeah, yeah, they were calling him like Mr. Katy Perry, like なんかそう、
well, they,
そっちみたいな。
Sean Hannity, had insulted his previous guest.Said, can you even get this through your thick skull?
And
it's just, they bring guests on there, and then Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly or whoever one of these guys are, they never let the guests speak. They never listen. They never allow any sort of opposing viewpoints to enter their show ever.
Yeah.
It's, it's a really like...It's unbelievable that the state of mainstream media has even gotten to this point in the first place.
Yeah.
And just the fact that Russell Brand was able to make a dent in that is just like a little sliver of light has shown.
そうね。
And maybe there's going to be some change, but I don't know.
あの、彼がイギリス人っていうことも良かったんじゃないかと思うけどね。
Why is that?
Because it's like this outsider, you know, like...talking about Fox, it's not, I don't know, I feel like it kind of makes some difference. It's easier for him to speak up about Fox,
I guess, so
because he just really doesn't care if Fox hates him now, you know what I mean? Like, not much hidden agenda, like not much 利害関係っていうかさ。So I really like him. He looks really strange, but then somehow he sticksAnd no one gets it. No one gets it. Everyone laughs at me, but... Yeah,
yeah, I hope more people can be outspoken about, about how bad the mainstream media has been. It's bad in Japan, too. It's bad here, too.
Yeah. まあ、日本に関してはそもそもそういうパネリストがいてこう議論になるみたいな場自体がニュース番組の中にないから、基本みんなふんふんそうですよねそうですよねみたいな感じでアグリーして終わるみたいな。
Yeah, on the Japanese shows, it's crazy. Like they just have some girl there, and her job is to agree.
Yeah, そうだからまあ見ててもあんまりね。
And they like to present this illusion of the issue actually being discussed, and it's not.
Yeah.
It's like here's what you should think. This was an honest and unbiased representation of what's going on is what they would is what they portray. Ijo.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's been going on in the US for a while with mainstream media, but the internet is winning.
Yeah.
And the mainstream news media is, I believe they're on their way out.
あの、Russell Brand のビデオ YouTube で見れるよね。
Yeah, I tweeted it to someone. Someone had actually tweeted us about the media here in Japan and how bad it is.
Oh, okay.
And asked whether or not foreign media is
better.
Better. So I said no, it's not.
Yeah.
And I sent the Russell Brand video. But.
ね、興味ある人はぜひ。あの、結構強いアクセントだけど。It's really nice accent. So. T シャツまだ。あるよ。ぜひ、
コラム。
そう、その T シャツを着て私は座禅をやってきたんだけどね、金曜日の夜に東京羽田から出て、土曜日の朝7時起きで、あの山口県山口市の正源寺っていうお寺に行って、あの最近私がよく話してるあの小池龍之介さんっていうお坊さんのね、本を読んでたんだけど、もう実際に会っちゃえと思って山口まで飛行機で行ったの。その話をコラムに書いたので、ぜひ あのなんかこうストレス溜まってる人とか、
うん、
なんか超疲れてもイライラしてる人とかこう他人に怒っちゃう最近なんかなギスギスしてるなみたいな人にぜひ、まあ、私もそういうの多いんだけどぜひ読んでほしいっていう感じ。よかったよ山口、獺祭飲んでさ、知ってる獺祭って、
うん、
で酒、
yeah.
で地元のお酒で It's really really popular. There's, you can't buy it at お土産 stores. It's out
Really?
Yeah, it's really, really popular. It was so good. 美味しかった。山口、初山口県。行ったことある山口。
I think so, yeah.
Really?
I think so.
何しに行ったの？
スノボ？ No?
スノボ？
ない。
山形？
山形か。
山口はあの下の方で、あのもう九州の手前。もう本州の本当九州の一番近く。
ああ、なんだ。じゃあないね。
そう、なんか多分機会がないとあんまり。
Why do people go there for?
They have 下関、so like その昔のその長崎とかもそうだけど、like ports for foreign countries みたいな。
What is it well known for?
下関、フグ。フグ。
うん、that's it.
and その私が行ったとこはなんか鍾乳洞秋吉台っていうところにでっかいなんか2億年ぐらいかけてできた鍾乳洞とかがあるみたいだったんだけど、私ちょっと今回、ね、あまりの弾丸だったから全然もう本当にお寺に行くだけでもう1日あれだったんだけど、
yeah, I don't know anything about 山口県。
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it either. That's why
I thought it was north.
そうそうだよね多分山形じゃないじゃあ、yeah. 行ったの、yeah. そうそうそう、あの
なんだ
すごい良かったよ、あの座禅したらさこうはーってこうすっきりして、あのすっきりして帰ってきました東京に。ですごいな、田園風景がさこう山とかもすごいあるし、あの田んぼとかもあるし、お寺もすごいあの大きくて綺麗で、あの小池さんとも直接お話しさせていただいたんですけど、He was not like us.
Not like us.
At all.
Not like us.
He's so trained. He's really well trained. Like, I wrote this in my column, but なんか台風が来てるじゃん今、下の方だからすっごい雨が降ってきたのね途中で。で、it was really really windy, and the window was open. It was just with the screen door.でバーンって鳴ったの、バーンとかね。
Yeah.
He doesn't even notice it. Like,
maybe it happens all the time.
No, that's not the point. For him, it's like it's almost as if it didn't happen. Like he doesn't get affected at all. And I was just like, wow, super well trained. You know, it was really great. It was really great. So, yeah, ぜひコラムお願いします。幻冬舎プラスのコラム。無料です。もちろん無料です。引き続きインスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブック。この間なんかさ、あのマイケルがインスタグラムでいい動画上げてたよね。
Oh.
原宿の
Yeah, yeah. I was just on my way home and this guy was playing. Is it 三味線? I feel like it's like some.
It sounded like 三味線. It sounded like it.
Maybe it is
三味線. Well, I'm not an expert, so I don't know.
なんか似てるやつもあるんじゃん。
わ、あ、三振。
I don't know. I have no idea about that stuff.
Okay.
とりあえず。
でも三味線っぽかったけど。
I think
But he was really good, no?
He's really good. I took a much longer video, but Instagram only let me put up a little bit. But he had like stopped playing and was like putting his stuff away to go home. And I was like, shit.I wanted to like, get a video, so I asked him if he would play again. He was like, yeah.
Oh,
he was
nice.
A really nice guy.
優しいね。
Yeah, I don't know him or anything. Just
right, right.
Just randomly.
Okay. まあそういうランダムなあのビデオとか写真とか載せてますので、ぜひインスタグラムを見てみてください。終わりですか？
Yep.
終わりですかね。
以上です。
以上です。じゃあ木曜日また。
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.